open. Me, I drink pine and ginger.
And sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Hope it wasn't too lonely.
Oh, yeah.
We survived. You all survived. There was supposed to be that huge snowstorm in Boston, and Kat and I weren't here for it.
No. Nope.
And then it didn't even happen.
Yeah, but so. I actually didn't have as good weather as I thought I was going to have.
It was
overcast and windy, and we got some rain.
In Las Vegas?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
I didn't know that even happened.
Well, that's springtime in the desert. The desert plants need their little bit of hydration.
Need their one drop of water a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it was moist in the south.
Hey.
It was hot and it was freezing cold in Tennessee. And that's my overall analysis.
That's my favorite sensation when you're sticky from sweating and then it immediately freezes on your body.
Yeah, no, it was great. We would wake up and at like, I don't know, 7 in the morning in Tennessee and then go in a Walmart parking lot and have to walk to the Walmart to brush our teeth, and I hadn't showered in like 4 days, so I would stick my head in the sink and kind of rub my hair with water.
College!
Anyway, it was one heck of a spring break, but we're happy to be back. This is WMFO in Medford, of course. It's 28 degrees outside right now, but I don't believe that. It
was pretty chilly.
I was going to say it seemed warmer than that.
No, I wouldn't say 28 degrees, but in terms of mornings that we've had, I would say this is a chillier morning than I remember.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But it's going to be sunny today, and then get your bikinis ready because Saturday the high is 61.
Oh!
So, ka-ching, and we had spring solstice equinox, first day of spring last week. So,
The last time I thought about spring equinox was when Good Morning America tweeted 69 days to spring, and I retweeted it. Nice.
Well, the petunias in my room that I thought were going to grow didn't. Anyway, we're going to do the same old crap we always do on this show. Best damn music you're going to hear this side of the morning, only on Monday Morning Madness on WMFO in Medford. I got to turn the music on. This is The Doors, of course.
Ooh.
Let's get it started.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me one time, do not speak. Love me one time, yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, I'm gone away.
Time, I'm day, the sky looked sweet. When we dropped a big bomb at our feet, and sometime soon, we all might zoom to space and continue with another zoo. Work and pace for paper face. Spend it wisely and keep it safe, because the human race is a non-stop race with too many trials but no real case. Something about this second, something about this hour. I take away the money, then the time becomes the power. A moment just to swim and to shower and to sing and to brighten and to dim and to sleep and to wander in nothing. Oh, sweet nothing. Today we're doing nothing at all. La 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 la. Oh 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 ah. Ay 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 ay.
Yesterday I climbed a hill, then cycled down speedy on a great big wheel. Feeling ill, labored still, grinding and stressing in that giant mill. Drove a car, stop and start, round and round in circles, never got too far. Running barefoot on the hot, hot tar, 'cause if you stop then you burn, then your feet get scars. Something about this instance, something about this minute, striving for the future but don't realise that we're in it. A moment just to float, to ponder and to dote, to dry and to soak and to take a little toke of that nothing. Oh, sweet nothing.
In the morning, yeah. And the next Black Keys song automatically queues on Spotify. Mm.
That was Nothing by the Cat Empire, and that properly describes how I'm feeling. I don't want to do nothing. What? I don't want
to
do nothing.
I thought you were about to say, describes how I'm feeling. I'm feeling nothing. I'm feeling cold and dead on the inside.
That's my Twitter bio. I'm not a robot, but I'm dead inside.
Well, anyway. It's 7:15 in the morning. We're gonna. We were just talking. We both have music by our friends,
yes.
Our real friends, people friends, who we want to play.
Yes.
So you want to give a quick little description first, Kat?
Yeah. Okay. So one of my very good friends from high school. He goes to Vanderbilt. His name is.
I was just on that campus.
Oh,
why didn't you
crazy.
Tell me?
Oh, he had his like album release party and everything. Oh,
geez,
I should have like.
Gotten
that hooked up. His name is Matthew Anderson, but his music name is SG Maniac, and he just released his first studio album titled No Sleep, and so we're gonna play one of his songs off of it. It's like the last song on the album called Summer Visa. I don't know, it's not like Summer Visa, it's spelled differently, but
S-O-M-M-A-R-V-I-S-A.
Yes, yes. So it's really good, and I'm just so incredibly proud of him. You know, when you have super talented friends and you're like, oh yeah. My God, when you get famous, please remember me. I'm just so proud of you. So that's how I feel, because he did music for a while and now like really accepted that he wants to, you know, pursue music.
Better than a SoundCloud rapper, I should hope.
Yeah.
That's good.
He like, I don't know how many instruments he played on it, but it's him singing. And I think he like wrote pretty much all the music for it. I think he worked with one of his friends to help produce it, but
awesome.
I don't know. I'm just,
so cool. I love friends who make music.
Yeah. And you said you were going to play?
Yeah. So, my friend Alex DeSimone and his band, who I lived across the street more or less from him a long time ago, and he drove me to high school, 1 year when I was a freshman. He was a senior, but his band is really, really good. They're called Ritual Talk. This is his third band now. I'm trying to keep track of all the different bands, but they're going to be at the Middle East in Boston or in Cambridge upstairs on the 29th of April.
Can we go?
Yeah, we can go. And I'm trying to get him to stay so that he can come on my show. He's going to be there on the 29th of April. That's a Sunday.
Yeah.
And our show is on Monday. So I want them to just stay
and
perform in the studio. I think that'd be amazing. I'm working on it, people, but I'm going to play one of their songs after we play a little bit of SG Maniac. I guess we'll stop talking. We'll let the music do the talking.
Yeah, no, so exciting.
All right, let's do it. Let's hear some interesting tunes on Monday Morning Madness. Summer Visa by SG Maniac.
Take my anything about anything at all. We'll be right back.
She'll make you breakfast, she'll make you toast, but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly. Tissues or a sleeve, you don't use napkins or any of these. He uses magazines, 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 likes her hair too.
How long the fade out is on this song, just making this noise for 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's a really calming experience.
She Don't Use Jelly by the Flaming Lips, one of the first songs that I heard. I don't think I ever disliked that song.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah, they're a very interesting group, the Flaming Lips. They have some odd music, but Miley does a lot with them.
Oh.
Which is odd.
Oh.
Which makes me want to play Miley later, so we'll see how that goes.
Nice.
But I was telling Catherine, since 2 weeks ago we found the treasure trove of hidden and weird PSAs in the machine here on the station, I really enjoy playing them.
Dark Google, yeah. Show me the hidden PSAs.
The dark web of PSAs at WMFO. So I found a pretty good one. I actually found two good ones, so next week we'll have another one too.
Yeah.
But this one, I'll just play it.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalo and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalo and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
That's the best PS I've ever heard.
Easily the best one. I'm amazed that they don't have that.
That voice actor is incredible. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Woo! All right. Well,
yeah, I'm glad Kurtz turned off the microphones because I screeched.
I kind of saw it coming. I figured we might need a little bit of a buffer zone
Wow. Okay.
So now you know, don't do anything shady if you're facing foreclosure. Next week, we've got a couple good ones on forest fire prevention,
which is very, you know, applicable in the Boston area for sure.
Yeah. So what is that joke? Only you can prevent forest fryers.
I have never heard that joke.
I just gave away the punchline of the joke. But there's a funny joke about you preventing forest fryers or something
Great.
Like that.
I'm so happy.
All right, well, why not, I guess? Speaking of Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God.
I wake up in a bed. I always wake up in a bad mood. I can never fall asleep. I'm always thinking about you. What life would be if we didn't meet. I always wake up in a bad mood. Open my eyes, then I'm on my feet. And I wonder what you would do, yeah, if you couldn't rely on me. Sick of rushing straight to the sink. You're acting like you ain't got the news. I don't even really care what you think. But what I do, you know I do with love. I believe in more than you can see. And you know I'm never giving up.
Possibly forget. What a pleasure.
Hi, Sharona, there by the Knack.
We had to play that because my mom, back in Las Vegas, got up at 4 in the morning to listen to our radio show, and that's one of her all-time favorite songs. So,
ain't that love.
Shout out to Mama Gibbs.
I love to read about whatever happened to Sharona. She's a real estate agent. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, sorry to ruin that song for you.
No.
She's still alive and she's a real estate agent.
I just imagine her in some Chico's accoutrement.
Look
and
at her though. She's kind of pretty.
Oh,
I guess she
is pretty.
I'm not surprised that she's pretty.
No. But I just imagine her being just hip and cool and being like, I'll tell you a little secret. My Sharona was written about me.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, those of you who are paying attention will have recognized that I accidentally played a little bit of the Stormy Daniels clip over the Kid Cudi song.
I'm so offended that he...
Because we were talking
Kid Cudi,
about that.
Sweetie, I'm so sorry he would do that to you.
Because someone on Twitter was like, I can't stop thinking about the idea of Donald Trump getting spanked. And I was like, no way Donald Trump got spanked. And he apparently did.
And then he...
With a magazine.
Compared... her to his daughter.
Yeah, but that's no surprise.
It's no surprise, but it's just, it makes it even grimier that
yeah.
it's like, gross.
Well, everyone, we got two more songs for you.
Yeah.
One's very long. I want to play the full version of Slow Ride just because I haven't heard
8 minutes
and 15 seconds.
How is it 8 minutes just, long?
It's just one of those songs you just got to turn up and just go with, you know?
Great. Hey.
It's so it's one of those songs. But before that, we're going to play The Wave.
Yeah, it's Spotify recommended it for me. It's good. It's not anywhere in any of the genres we played.
Yeah,
so
we're just having fun here in the studio this morning.
We just flirt around.
You know, anything can be music on Freeform Radio, including
the Stormy Daniels
with the press
interview.
All right, so. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We appreciate it. We're glad to be back.
It's nice. I was telling Adam, you know, I defend my thesis on April 24th. So that's actually like early. I don't know what it feels like. So now when I see things that are on April 26th and whatever, I'm like, oh, I have this huge thing out of the way. We can just have some fun.
I
don't know.
All right, ladies and germs.
Have a good Monday.
We'll get onto it. Have a good Monday, yeah.
Yeah, get into it.
Look both ways
Send
before you
it.
Cross the street.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. And make sure you stay alive for Saturday.
What Saturday?
It's going to be 61 degrees,
oh,
Catherine.
That's right. Oh my gosh. Darty.
All right, everyone. We're going to shut up, I guess, probably
Thanks
at that
for
time
listening.
In the morning. See you next week.
Bye.
This, but I know you always got it. Cause you make me nervous, but I think I deserve this. So why you lying, why you lying, why you lying with me? Oh, to the website.
me spinning round, round, round my way. Got me spinning, oh, you got me spinning round, round, round. Got me spinning round, round, round my way. Got me spinning round, round, round my way. Got me spinning, oh, you got me spinning round, round.
Yeah.